This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. 100 years ago, intrepid gentlemen in the fastest cars of the day were invited to start their engines, and the Indianapolis 500 was underway. The race, established by an entrepreneur named Carl Fisher, has accumulated various traditions over the years. One of them, which began in 1921, can be characterized as poetic. So it was that on May 30th, 1927, for 25 cents, racing fans could purchase an official program which contained, among other elements, a peppy rhymed celebration of the very event they'd come to witness. The poet responsible for the poem titled The Click of the Turnstiles was William Herschel, an Indiana newspaper man.
The Speedway Turnstile sang today a jovial jazz time rondelay. Each clickety-click was friendly, gay in fact. Somehow, they seemed to say, oh, here come the Weavers, the Beavers, McKeevers. They've lizzied in from Kankakee. The Saxtons, the Paxtons, the Christopher Claxtons from Kennebunk by the sea.
By 1927, William Herschel had been writing verse for the race program for several years. It's amusing stuff, but he probably wasn't doing it strictly for his own amusement and that of his readers.
I'm sure Carl Fisher slipped Herschel a few dollars for his contributions.
Jared Carter, an Indiana native, is a celebrated poet who now lives in Indianapolis, and he's familiar with William Herschel.
He did quite well. He was popular. Everybody knew him. And he was part of a clique of local Corn Belt intellectuals, I think you could call them. These are popular poems. These are not artsy poems, and yet he is a skilled writer. There's no question. He employs every poetic device there is, practically, to make them smooth, readable, legible, and lots of fun.
Either because it was popular or because it was deemed excellent promotional material for the auto race it celebrated, William Herschel's poetry appeared in the Indianapolis 500 program until 1928. Then, although Herschel was still writing for the Indianapolis News, his verse unaccountably disappeared from the program, or perhaps not so unaccountably.
Money. The Depression hit. And everybody was hard up, and I'm sure Fisher was too. He had to cut some corners.
The race was devoid of rhyme for decades. The nonprofit Indiana Humanities eventually noticed that shameful circumstance. This weekend's 100th anniversary of the Indy 500 was deemed the appropriate time to bring poetry back to the track. A contest was devised. Over 200 poets submitted their efforts, and
they picked my poem, so I was the lucky winner.
Adam Henze is the official poet of the 2016 Indy 500. His poem is titled For Those Who Love Fast, Loud Things.
This poem is for the track folk who just love the smell of ethanol, for the carb day cut sleeve sporters, the snake pit dancers, and coke lot campers with bald eagle bandanas.
Gone are the Weavers, the Beavers, and the McKeevers. And where are the Saxtons, Paxtons, and Christopher Claxtons? And come to think of it, where are the cars?
I don't really think that my poem was about cars. I think that my poem was about people who love cars. And I'm talking about that Indianapolis type of race fan that's kind of different than NASCAR fans or Formula One fans. I definitely think that they are their own type of breed.
According to Donald Davidson, the official historian of the race, Henze's focus on the people who love the race rather than the drivers or the cars is appropriate to the 100th anniversary of the 500.
People will greet you one after another and say, this is my 47th in a row, and they just tell you how many times they've gone.
Almost everything except the location of the race has changed over the years. The cars are faster, of course. The drivers make a lot more money. And the poetry, yes, according to Jared Carter, the poetry has changed a good deal as well. Though he says the historical roots of the format Adam Henze employs run deep.
His immediate ancestor is Walt Whitman. And so what Henze gives us is a list poem. I'm going to list everything I can think of that's out there that's crazy and fun. Mm-hmm. And he does. He lists all kinds of stuff.
I just hope they love it. I hope that people find themselves in the poem, that they see all of the different types of people who are at the 500 conveyed in my poem.
No doubt many of those attending the Indy 500 will identify with the gearheads and those who love the smell of ethanol, but just because Henze's poetry has eclipsed the jaunty verse of William Herschel, should his efforts be forgotten?
Say, fellows, have pity. We can't name each city, nor recognize every face. We're tickled to see you. We wish we could be you. us turnstiles have not seen a race.
I don't think so. Do you?